Yeah, thanks, Owen. Welcome back to our coverage here at a sun-drenched Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort. And the weather has come out on the final day of action, and we are being treated to some top-quality golf throughout the morning and indeed throughout the afternoon. And for the first time this weekend, Thomas Bjorn, former Ryder Cup captain, is leading on his own. He's 4-under for today through 12 holes of his final round, and he's sitting at 13-under par, one ahead of Philip Price, the leader on round 1 and 2, Price plus one for today. He can't find that form that he had on Friday and Saturday, and Bjorn has moved clear by a shot. Philip Price plus one through 11, sitting at 12 under. There's three players tied for third, a further three shots back, four off the lead. Peter Wilson, 5-under for today. He sits at 9-under. Joining him on 9-under is Ewan McIntosh from Scotland, who's 4-under for today. And Paul Streeter, who was sitting second going into the final round. He's plus one for today as well, and he sits at 9-under. Now, Mauricio Molina is currently tied for sixth with England's Peter Baker. We're waiting on confirmation, but we understand Mauricio Molina from Argentina has just broken the course record here at Rosapenna. Yesterday, Scotland's Paul Laurie went round on 63 to become the new course record holder, but we understand Molina has just finished his round on the ninth hole, and he may have shot a 62. We'll know more in the next 10 minutes or so if that is the case, but that's a huge effort by Mauricio Molina, going round on 9-under par today. While Peter Baker had a good round as well, 4-under, he's still got a handful of holes to go. He's finished up on 8, or he's looking to finish in the top 6, currently sitting on 8-under. Dennis Kerwin, of course, joins us in our broadcast unit outside the pavilion here at Rosapenna Golf Club. And before we talk about the leaders, if that's true with Molina, that's some scoring today, Dennis.
It certainly is. What the top three or four wouldn't have given for a round like that today. In fairness, he's probably just a little bit too late, but a round of 62, it looks like, if that's confirmed. And it's an extraordinary score. I mean, I know conditions are in, you know, perfect for scoring today, O'Shane, but to go around a golf course of this stature in 9-under par is a serious knock.
Yep. James Kingston has actually finished on 8-under, 6-under for today, which is good scoring, a 65 for him. We'll confirm that Molina thing maybe in the next couple of minutes before we hand back to the studio. But Dennis, what about Mr. Thomas Bjorn? For the first time leading in this competition, and he has the edge in the rest of the field, so he does.
Yeah, when the nuts and bolts start to tighten, Oisin, you know, the cream generally tends to rise to the top, and particularly in golf, and that's what we're seeing here. I mean, Thomas Bjorn has the pedigree. He's won 19 times on the European Tour, former Ryder Cup captain, as you say, and he will relish a situation like this. I mean, he has never won a Seniors Tour event. He hasn't played in many, but, you know, he went out here today. He was, you know, five shots behind Philip Price going out, and he needed, you know, four shots behind Price and needed to pull out the stops, and that is exactly what he has done. A 4-under par round through 12 holes, and he certainly has the bit between his teeth. As for Philip Price, he hasn't really got things going. He had a double bogey on the fourth that kind of stalled his momentum and gave the others a chance to catch up on him, and they've certainly seized that opportunity. And, you know, obviously, if you're a betting man, you would certainly think that this is now Thomas Bjorn's title for the taking.
We'll wait to see what he can do, of course, on the final nine. Glorious conditions, as we said at the start, for this competition on the final day, and it's spectacular standing out but just behind the 18th hole, and we can look down the 18th fairway, and you can see Tremor Beach in the distance and the hills of Donegal in the distance. It is a spectacular finish to this event, and Thomas Bjorn will be coming that direction over we expect around about 3:30 or thereabouts. Will he be the leader at that stage? We'll have to wait and see. Elsewhere, Paul McGinley's had his best round of the weekend. He's still the 18th to play. Paul 3-under for today. That's despite a triple bogey at the 12th hole, but he's had a good run today. Paul McGinley obviously enjoying his final round in the sunshine. And Ian Woosnam also in action today. He should be finished up. Well, he's close to finishing. Woosie, the former Masters winner, plus three. He's plus one for today, and he's still got a couple of holes left to play. We're here at the Irish legends for the golf legends, and we've got a GA legend beside us, Martin McHugh's changing sports this weekend. Martin, are you enjoying you're far from home, so you are, to say the least.
Good man, Oisín. Huh? Gee, legend. Huh? Down in the legends, yeah. Exactly. I'm really enjoying it. The weather has been great, which is brilliant for the whole, for the occasion and everything else. And it's, you know, it's great the TV cameras are here and everything. And, you know, it'll show Donegal what this county is all about. And people love the county. And, you know, I have to say, you know, from a worldwide point of view, that I think there's two great ambassadors in this county, and they're actually both here. Daniel O'Donnell, who's out playing there, and what he does for the county, and then the other man is Paul McGinley. I think Paul McGinley is an unbelievable ambassador for Donegal, and it's great to have people like that there for the county, because people are now realising that we have got, you know, great golf clubs in Donegal that are up there with anybody else. We saw Ballyliffin when we had the Irish Open there, and now with the legends here, and you know the whole occasion and everything about it has been brilliant. I've really enjoyed it, and I would just like to, you know, to thank Paul and the people there behind it for the invite here today, and it's brilliant. I'm really enjoying it, and as I said, the weather's great, and you know, we have a great county here, and I think it's great that the whole world's going to find out, especially that this is a great county, and maybe we have plenty of more golf back here.
Yeah, Martin bursts with pride for Donegal, and we saw this week that Daniel O'Donnell can't play golf quite as good as Paul McGinley, but I know for sure that Paul McGinley can't quite sing as good as Daniel O'Donnell. But yes, indeed, two fantastic ambassadors for the county, and you know, it's going to be great next year, Martin, when we come back with crowds here, because this type of event needs crowds. It feeds off that creates the energy, and there's absolutely no reason why this event, you know, with the drive of Paul McGinley, can't become a huge event here in the county in the years to come.
I think the other thing, Dennis, about it is definitely this place is capable of holding the Irish Open along with Ballyliffin. So now you have two here, you know, in the county as well. And then we have other great golf courses in the county as well. So yeah, brilliant for Donegal. And it's great that the weather, I know what about golf in Donegal, we always seem to get the weather, because I was in Cavan yesterday, Oisín, and it poured rain the whole way down the road to land down here. So God's looking down on us, I think.
Are you picking up any golf tips, are you?
Listen, all I know is that I can't play golf. That's all I know from watching them there. The couple of things I picked up from looking from a sport point of view, one is the way they hit the ball onto the green, the way they can spin it from so far off and land it right beside the hole. And the other thing is when they hit the putts, you see, he's definitely hit that too hard, and then the next thing it stops within a couple of inches of the hole and that there. That's the difference. That's what they're over, the Orney golfer. That's what these professionals have, the way that, you know, they can gauge it so down to a couple of inches, you know. And yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's great to see it, and we're looking forward now. Hopefully we're going to have a good finish in the last two, but hopefully it's over and we can go and watch this All-Ireland hurling final, because a couple of boys from Cork here left and went round and they played a bit and they went away in a helicopter to the All-Ireland final. They've left here already.
They're not off yet, left. Listen, Martin, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day in Ross.
Thanks, Oisín.
There you go, Martin McEwen. Thanks to Dennis Kerwin as well. We're all set for what will be a busy number of hours here in the broadcast unit, because we will have the leaders all coming off within the space of an hour or so, and we're going to try and get as many reaction pieces as possible. By the way, in the amateur section, there's a McGinley leading the way. Killian McGinley has moved on to a score of 91 points, and he's joined at the top by Mike Jones, who was the leader in the amateur section after Friday. They lead by just a single point from former rugby star David Humphreys, with the round two leader Clem McCluskey on 89 points. So things are very, very tight at the top of the leaderboard in the amateur section. But as for the professionals, we can confirm the course record has been broken today again. It was Paul Laurie with a 63 yesterday. Mauricio Molina from the country of Argentina in South America now holds the record, the course record on the old Tom Morris course. He went round today with a stunning 9-under 62 for Molina, who actually goes tied third on 9-under with Eunan McIntosh and Paul Strader. Ahead of them on the leaderboard, Philip Price is at 12-under. As we said, he can't find the same rhythm and momentum and scoring that he had the previous 2 days. He's completed 11 holes of his final round, and the man out in front, former Ryder Cup captain from Denmark, Thomas Bjorn, he's 4-under for today. He's played 13 holes. He sits at 13-under, and a lot of people around here now are tipping Thomas Bjorn to become the champion of the Irish Legends for the very first time here at Rossapenna. We'll be back with more for you shortly on Highland Radio.